It's the web's only podcast completely devoted to daily fantasy sports. Welcome to the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Here's your host, Dan Bach.
What's happening, everybody? Dan Bach alongside you here on the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, presented by Daily Joust. This is the only spot on the web you're going to be talking daily fantasy sports each and every day. And here on the podcast, we're loaded up as usual. We'll go over some of our picks here today on the show and some of the top performers. Also, coming up tomorrow on the podcast, we're going to be talking from Sean from Profanity Sports, and we actually have a pretty cool promotion going on with them that's going to roll out today. So we'll just yap about that a little bit here later in the podcast. Coming up on Wednesday's show, Perry Meisner, he is the columnist for Daily Joust for college basketball. And I have to tell you what, this guy does a great job in terms of his columns. He really gives you good perspective and good value. Sometimes, you know, some blogs on certain sites are kind of iffy. You know, I don't know how great the information is, but this guy does a heck of a job there for Joust. So he's going to come on, talk some college hoops with us on Wednesday's show. And of course, this is the final week here for the FanDuel Fantasy Football Championship. As the qualifiers are in, they're going to be heading to Vegas here in a couple of weeks for the big final showdown out there for the chance at winning $75,000. The biggest, as far as I know, individual prize given out to somebody in daily fantasy sports. So it's the biggest deal out there. So props to FanDuel for kicking off, or I should say completing, another great contest like that. And I think it's fabulous for the industry. So the clubhouse leader today, as we go into Monday Night Football, is SLUS 27. He's got 159.78. And there obviously is going to be some people lurking out there today because, again, another Monday Night Football game where you've got plenty of potential point scores, anywhere from Drew Brees to Marcus Colston to Jimmy Graham to Eli Manning, Victor Cruz, Hakeem Nicks. I mean, there's lots of players still out there for tonight. I just looked over the first couple pages of the leaderboard, and it looks like there's a team with Victor Cruz at 143, so that's what's about 16 points behind, which is very makeable. John Casey, the kicker, at 140. Marcus Colston at 137, Jimmy Graham at 133. So there's definitely quite a few teams out there that's going to have a shot. And we'll see if he can hold on or if somebody else will catch him here on Monday Night Football. But great contest that's coming to a conclusion. And, you know, when you see the prize money increase from what it did last year, I think it was $25,000 last year to $75,000 this year, you got to wonder, what is it going to be next year? Because the one thing I can say about FanDuel is they're willing to push the envelope when you talk about prize money. And you saw increases from baseball from year to year, and I think we're going to see something like that here in football. I mean, obviously, they know I don't. But if it tripled in 1 year, I guarantee you this much, their business did not go down any more this year than it did last year. And it didn't go down last year. It went up. And it probably just went up even more exponential this season. So who knows? I'd be very confident to say that it's going to hit the six-figure mark next year in this tournament. Obviously, I don't know for sure. But if it could go up three times as much in 1 year, I think it could go up another $25,000 to make it 100 grand. But that's pure speculation on my part. But somebody still has to win the $75,000, and that's going to be coming up here shortly. So pretty cool job by them. But this weekend for myself, you know, it was an interesting weekend because I got off to a rip-roaring start on Friday. Just dominated some college football in Daily Joust on Friday. I mean, when you have Case Keenum and then you have his wide receiver who had four touchdown receptions, it's not hard to have a good team. But all the money I made on Friday I gave back and probably had my worst college football week of the season. I mean, I don't know if I won a game on Draft Street on Saturday. It was awful. So bloodbath on Saturday. Sunday, kind of run of the mill, you know, wasn't good, wasn't bad. So all in all, not one of my better weekends, but the wonderful thing about daily fantasy is we can just kind of pick ourselves up and grind away again tomorrow, or I guess that would be today. So, but let's go over some of our picks from this past weekend.
Okay, Banks! Ready? Hot! Come on, Banks! You're supposed to be hitting the sled, not humping about a fire!
Let's start with the bloodbath that was college football, and it actually didn't turn out to look nearly as bad as the, you know, these picks are actually pretty decent. Because obviously I play more than just the picks because, you know, certain sites, you know, whether it's DraftStreet or Daily Joust, you have more roster spots than I'm actually using. I also play multiple teams, so, but these picks didn't do horrible. So let's go over them real quick. Andrew Luck against Notre Dame, he came through with 233, four touchdowns, only an interception. And then I gave you a nice value play in Keith Price of Washington against Washington State, and he definitely came through, 291 for three touchdowns. Now this week we always bring in a guest judge, I guess you could say, to kind of evaluate my picks. So I thought long and hard, and I know the movie is kind of like, what is it, 1990s? Oh, but what the hell, he's still entertaining. The one and only Austin Powers is going to join us. So, Mr. Powers, what do you think of the first two picks, Andrew Luck and Keith Price at quarterback?
Oh, groovy, baby.
Yeah, those two did pretty well. I'm not complaining there either. Top performers, though, Matt Barkley, 423, six touchdowns for him against UCLA. And Denard Robinson, boy, I wish I had him. He looked like the Denard of old. 166 and three touchdowns passing, 170 and two rushing touchdowns. And I probably should have looked at that one harder because there was no way Michigan was going to lose that football game. And as you know, if Michigan scores, Denard Robinson has a good game because he's the best player they have. Moving on to running backs, Kendall Lawrence of Missouri against Kansas went for 63 yards and a touchdown. Boy, just disappointing game. I really thought Kansas would get blown out, but they hung in there. Lawrence luckily got in the end zone, but not particularly pleased with that. Trent Richardson, though, 27 carries for 203 yards, one rushing touchdown. So I got touchdowns from both. Richardson, obviously, with some monster yardage. Let's see what Mr. Austin Powers has to say about this one.
Congratulations, baby.
Yeah, I think that's acceptable enough. At least Lawrence got into the end zone. If he didn't get into the end zone, that would have been a losing proposition. But Trent Richardson, my goodness, I've never seen a guy who I'm so confident is going to be a great running back and player in the NFL than him. I know that a lot of times running backs, you can pick them late and they turn into good players. DeMarco Murray was a third round pick. But this guy, I am telling you, it is a sure thing he is going to be like 1,200, 1,300 yards in the NFL, 10-touchdown guy. He is legit. So if I had a top pick in the draft, maybe not number one because of the Andrew Luck, you know, situation out there, but if I have a top five pick, he's definitely somebody I would keep an eye on. Top performers, though, Alfred Morris of Florida Atlantic, 198, four touchdowns, and Monte Ball, again, of Wisconsin. Guy just scores touchdowns, 156 in four times he reaches the end zone. So even though he's expensive, he is paying himself off. Wide receivers here, Mohamed Sanu against UConn, nine receptions, 133 yards. He did what I expected, but the other two guys absolutely destroyed my teams. Derek Rogers, two receptions, 38 yards against Kentucky for Tennessee, and A.J. Jenkins. I'm just going to stay away from him in that Illinois team. Well, luckily the season's over because couldn't even muster up more than four receptions for 30 yards against a lousy Minnesota team. So let's find out what he has to say about these lousy wide receiver picks.
You're insane!
Yeah, pretty awful. Most definitely. Top performers, Marquise Lee again of USC, 224, two touchdowns. Also, Brandon Coleman of Rutgers. Yeah, the other Rutgers wide receiver, 223 yards, two touchdowns for him. Tight ends, I gave you Orson Charles, and I think I came through with a good one. Five receptions, 95 yards. That's what you need from your tight end. He came through. Wouldn't you agree, Mr. Powers?
Yeah, baby, yeah!
And he definitely does. Top performers, Colby Fleener, 95 yards, two touchdowns. David Paulson of Oregon had 160 yards and a touchdown. And for my team defense, I gave you Syracuse against Cincinnati. All you need to know is when your defense finishes with negative points, it's a bad selection. Am I wrong?
Are you mad?
No, that was just awful and probably cost me a couple games this weekend on Daily Joust. Top performing defense was UConn, though. They scored 24 points against Rutgers. So that's your rundown of your college football for this weekend. And, of course, with the season kind of wrapping up the regular season this past week, there are still a few more games coming up this weekend, so we'll have that and the championship game. So there's still going to be daily fantasy games in college football, but it's not going to be the mass number that we've seen in the past. So that's going to go over our picks for today. Let me take a second to thank my good friends at Daily Joust, a great sponsor here of the podcast. And one thing I noticed on Joust this past week is they actually have even added more options when you're actually creating leagues. That is very cool because one thing that I've been, I don't want to say badgering these guys about, but I talked to them about it quite a bit, is it would have been cool if you could actually choose what cap you wanted when you made your team. Well, now you can do that. You can do a high cap or you can do a low cap. And I know they're on the brink of adding the 50-50 option, so you can create your own 50-50 league. So the guys at Daily Joust are listening to their customers, and they're building a great product out there. Tons of college football this past weekend, and of course, we've got more coming up in the future, but college hoops every night. They've got college hoops action. I'm going to be getting in on a lot of that. NHL, I'm not a big fan of the NHL, but if you are, they've got the best live scoring in the business, so check them out. And tournaments running pretty much multiple tournaments every week to get into that Super Joust contest to win those Super Bowl tickets. And I think over $12,000 in cash they're giving away as well in that tournament. So get qualified, and the only way to do that is to play on their site, and lots of different ways to do that. So we thank them for their support of the podcast, and we thank you for checking them out. They are DailyJoust.com.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game.
Now taking a look at our NFL picks from the weekend, let's start with the quarterbacks. Not so hot here. Ben Roethlisberger against Kansas City. Boy, I'm starting to think maybe you don't take road teams in Kansas City because Roethlisberger and Mike Wallace destroyed many of my teams this week. Big Ben, 193, one touchdown, one interception there. Sam Bradford was my kind of value play. He went for 203 and one touchdown, so I'm done with him. So after those two picks, I'm not happy. I'm sure Mr. Powers is not happy.
This sort of thing ain't my bag, baby.
No, pretty terrible. Tom Brady, 363, three TDs. Ryan Fitzpatrick, 264 and three touchdowns. Running back-wise, did all right here. Chris Johnson against Tampa. I think we've learned with Chris Johnson, with a good matchup, he's worth the play. 23 carries, 190 yards. Would have been nice to see a touchdown, but it didn't happen. Steven Jackson, not so hot. 17 carries, 64 yards. And my super sleeper was Donald Brown against Carolina. 14 carries, 80 yards, and a touchdown. So 2 out of 3 ain't bad. That was a song I think somebody sang once. So let's see what he thinks.
Very Randy!
Yeah, I'm very happy with that. Top performers were Beanie Wells, 228 and a touchdown. And Roy Helu, maybe this is finally going to be the time Roy Helu, who is clearly the best running back on that team, gets the ball going forward. 23 carries, 108 yards and a touchdown. 7 receptions for 54 yards in that game as well. Wide receivers, I gave you Roddy White, 10 receptions, 120 yards and a touchdown. DeSean Jackson, 4 receptions, 73 yards. And then my super sleeper was Mario Manningham, which was pretty stupid because there's a chance he might not play tonight. So we'll see what happens with that. But let's see what he thinks of those two picks.
Oh, behave.
Yeah, let's put it this way. Roddy White is looking like the Roddy White of old, and we'll see where his salary goes from here going forward. But the last 2 weeks, he has looked like the Roddy White that we've seen in the past. Wes Welker, though, talk about a great game. 8 for 115, 2 touchdowns. And Johnny Knox, 4 receptions, 145 and a TD for the Bears. At the tight end position, gave you Fred Davis against Seattle. He came through nicely. 4 for 58 and a touchdown.
Yeah, baby.
Top performers, though, were Dustin Keller, 4 for 61, 2 touchdowns, and Jermaine Gresham, 5 for 68 with a TD. And a couple of defenses I gave you, the Steelers versus Kansas City, 3 interceptions, 1 fumble, 9 total points allowed, and Oakland against Chicago, 3 interceptions, 20 points allowed. So all in all, not too bad.
Oh, groovy, baby.
So that's going to give you the rundown of our picks from this past weekend. Also, I do want to let you know, first off, Sebastian Janikowski, how about the game he had? 6 field goals, 23 yards. I absolutely hate kickers. I just can't stand kickers in fantasy sports. And I know a lot of the daily sites carry them. I'm not a fan of it. I don't think there's a ton of skill in picking kickers. They're just more annoying than anything. But 23 points is what he scored for you on FanDuel. So if you had him there, you probably did very, very well for yourself. Also, I want to just mention this a little bit here because it's going to launch today. I'm not going to get into the super specifics of this, but we've got a new promotion running with Profanity Sports, and it's going to be involved for RotoGrinders members who sign up through our links. So as I told you last week, make sure when you sign up over there, you go through our links, because if you don't, you're not eligible for this. And we're going to be giving like a trip to Vegas out. And the cool thing about this promotion is it doesn't require you to be a high volume player. This isn't about how much money you win. It's about the scores that you have. So you can play 5 games a week. You can play 50 games a week. But the key is it's going to be the highest scoring team that you have over the next, I think it's 5 weeks. And then whoever has the highest score after that is going to win this. So all the specifics are going to be on the site. So I don't want to get into it. I don't want to bog you down with it because it's probably easier to read it. We'll go over it a little bit more in depth tomorrow. But look here on RotoGrinders today. We're actually going to have Sean from Profanity Sports on tomorrow. But just the one thing about it. If you're not somebody who plays $200 a weekend in NFL football, don't worry. You know, you can play a handful of games, mix up your rosters, and try and get a high score. And like we say, it's going to be the aggregate high scores over 5 weeks. So I like the style that they're doing this. So they're not just saying, hey, you know, you've got to play a lot of money to get in this. Uh-uh. It's about who has the best teams. And that's a kind of cool concept. That's something that I've always promoted in terms of trying to find the best players. It's not always about who wins the most money. And I think this kind of contest will prove and kind of allow us to see who has some of the most skill out there by putting together consistently the highest scoring teams. But look for that on RotoGrinders today, and we'll talk to Sean about that tomorrow. But that's going to wrap up the podcast here for this Monday. Thanks for checking us out, as always. We thank our pals over there at Daily Joust for supporting us and sponsoring here the podcast. And we return tomorrow and the rest of the week talking daily fantasy sports. And it's only right here on RotoGrinders. Have yourself a great day, everyone.